This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here we are at 7 after the hour on this Tuesday, Cinco de Mayo Day. Happy Cinco de Mayo Day. I think Victoria said she was going to celebrate with some vodka or tequila or whatever it
well,
is.
Well, margaritas would
take margaritas.
Tacos and margaritas.
Yeah. Jennifer's tacos and margaritas. Wow. Where would
Cinco
we be without that culture? Think about what America would be like without that cultural influence or any of the cultures, because we are the great melting pot. Right, a mosaic of people from everywhere around the world, more than probably any other country. We have representative assemblies because everybody wants to come here. Even now, people want to come here. And so, and I say now because this is we're the epicenter now in the world of the problem. And it isn't just the problem with the virus, it's what it leads up to. And thinking about change always makes people uncomfortable. Good leadership is about understanding and helping to bring people into change. I think that's the way we look about, don't you think? You know, understanding that the world, that change is what happens. Think about, I think I said this a couple of weeks ago, we talked about change. Your body changes every second of every minute of every hour of every day of your life. The cells, you have billions of cells, and they are being replaced constantly. Some of them every day. Some of them on a weekly basis, some of them on a monthly basis. It's hard to believe that your skeleton, your bones, the cells in those bones change about every three or four months. It's just, how can that be? Those are my bones. But the cellular structure of them changes. One of the amazing things of reality. All right, so now we've taken care of that. Jennifer, you want to bring us around to reality? What's the story with this security guard who got shot told a woman going into a Family Dollar store in Michigan that she couldn't get in without wearing a mask. So out comes the gun and the guy gets shot.
And wow. Killed.
Yeah.
And killed. Yeah. It's
because he told somebody to wear a mask.
Yeah. Doing his job, doing what the state has ordered. I'm in New Jersey. Same thing in New York. You're not allowed in any store unless you're wearing a mask. That's executive order. So why is that so hard? You know, somebody posted something on social media yesterday that kind of made me really think. If you have little kids across the country in their schools, they go through shooter drills. And that's, I would imagine, I don't have kids, but I would imagine that that's really traumatic for kids to have to go through those drills. And yet adults can't wear a mask to go into Costco? Like, really? Look at what your children go through. It's just, there's no sense
of selfishness.
It is. It's just, it's so bizarre to me.
What we've taught our children and ourselves.
We tell our kids that they have to go through these drills, well, because, you know, you have to be safe, and you explain to your child all that.
Here's the problem, though. Ultimately, the problem is that we were told for a long time that the masks don't do anything. And now we're being sold that the masks are doing something. And now we're being told, even beyond that, that we have to wear
masks. Who told us they didn't do anything? I don't remember that.
Early on, they said that these masks aren't protective of, they're not protecting you from anything. And the truth is they're not.
They don't protect you. They protect the other person. And that brings us around to the selfishness of people who don't want to react or
early
react
on,
to the best
but
interest
people who
of
are
other
shooting,
people.
And Jen, you are right. There has been, I understand and I agree with you. And there,
and
I think
there's
there
a lot of doctors who
messages.
Still say that wearing the mask actually put us at risk because people don't know how to take them on and off, and they spread bacteria all over their face when they do it. So I think there's a lot of information that, you know, back and forth about the masks. And
the type of person who's going to shoot a security guard and kill them over wearing a mask,
I agree with you.
I don't think that person is reading science.
What's going on at the White House? Are they social distancing there? Are they wearing masks?
Yeah.
Does President Trump wear a mask?
They're definitely social distancing. He doesn't wear a mask, I don't think, but that's because they test him almost every single day and because the people around him all have to be tested every single day. So when you're in that tight circle that the president is in, I think you're you're
well, and everyone
protected.
Going in and out has a temperature check
right
at the door.
He's traveling to Arizona today to the Honeywell factory where they're making masks. So it'll be interesting if we see him wearing one when he's there.
Yeah, that's right.
The bottom line is he won't because, well, like a lot of women who don't want to, if you're all made up, like you're not going to. So I don't think we're ever going to see him in a mask.
Well, I mean, I would say I never see my governor in a mask. I never see Andrew Cuomo in a mask. I never see the mayor of Los Angeles in a mask.
Maybe when he's going someplace, but for the briefings?
Yeah. I mean, I don't really.
No, he doesn't for the briefings, no.
So, I just feel weird in the mask, but I know. I hate it. I think it's not who we are. I hate what it makes. All right, so let's say we stop using them. The administration says that after all of this, after we reopen everything, it may be there are 3,000 or 4,000 people a day that will die of the virus. Is that acceptable? I keep asking those questions because I think that's the decision that people have to make, either collectively or individually. You can't have it both ways.
We've been staying home for 7 weeks, and people have still been dying. So is that acceptable?
But we have flattened the curve, though. That's the problem.
But we've ruined the economy. So how are you going to live worrying about how you're going to pay your bills? If I have a job, what am I going to do? That's the thing that that's what's, well, I guess, frightening is the right word. I don't know. But, you know, what's the scale? You know how they have the legal scale, the scales of justice? So at what point, and I've said this is my question from the beginning. What's it, now, if it was somebody in my family who died, would I think the same? Maybe not. But fortunately, we keep ourselves in good health and we're conscious. So, but at the end of the day, and this is not selfish at all, I provide a service here. This radio program is a service, and I love it. I love Jennifer. I love Victoria. I love having the ability to come into your home or your car or wherever we are every day to make it better or to give you different ways of looking at things, perspectives, whatever it is that we do that makes us successful. But I got to be able to pay the bills. So am I to say be safe on one hand and then but be open on the other hand?
And I think you can do both.
Well, I think you can too, but you're going to have, it's a cost. You're going to pay a cost, whether it's in lives or business or both. But we cannot stay on the same plane that we're on. We can't. It's unlivable, unthinkable, and undeniably destined for failure. You just can't. So what do we do? What do we think we're going to settle on? What are we comfortable with?
Well, I think everyone, if we're talking about practical solutions, I think everyone at this point is pretty comfortable or at least used to curbside pickup because we're already doing it with grocery stores and liquor stores. Starbucks is now going to have 85% of their stores will be open for takeout by the end of this week. So you're going to start to see some of those other retail businesses popping back up. It's just going to look different for a while. So you can place an order at Walmart. You can have someone deliver it, or you can go and do curbside pickup. You can do the same thing at Target. Those are the things that are going to start to come back faster than other things.
You know, with the business that has been affected more than any other business, airline travel is off by 95%.
Oh, yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
And what they're doing to try to bring people, the ticket prices will be probably twice what you're used to paying. If in the wintertime I was paying $300 to go back and forth, $600 is what it's going to cost.
And you're going to get nothing because they don't want to have personal contact with you. So if you fly Southwest, no more peanuts. Now, does that have to do with coronavirus?
If I sit up front of the plane, am I not going to have a meal? Am I going to bring my own meal? What's the point of sitting up front? Yeah, that sort of thing. Especially if the planes are going to enforce social distancing,
that's so stupid. It doesn't even matter.
It doesn't work.
Trapped in a capsule. It makes no sense whatsoever.
And they're talking about how they're sanitizing. I mean, this is the difference, is that airlines are notorious for not washing their stuff, right? And so now they're saying they're sanitizing after every flight. To me, that makes a difference. If I was sure that I wasn't going to put down my tray table and find a sticky old diaper, that might make me think twice because it was gross to fly before. So...
But the problem, though, is it's just like the subways in New York City. They're shutting them down for 4 hours every morning from like 1 o'clock in the morning till 5 a.m. And they're going to sanitize everything, and they're using super strong UV lights and all kinds of stuff. But all it takes is one person to walk on with the virus.
Wait a minute, hold on.
The whole train has it for the rest of the day.
That the people who design public transportation are looking to install or figure out how to install plastic screens between the seats on planes, buses, and
good
trains.
Luck.
How
yeah,
in
I
the
mean,
name
it's...
of God are you going to do that? And what are you going to gain by? I mean, I went into Home Depot the other day. There's a plastic barrier up there, but you put the card under the plastic barrier. What kind of theater? It's like the TSA. It's complete theater. Get yourself healthy, build up your immune system, live a healthy lifestyle, lose the weight, and, you know, may the best man win. I don't see how this is going to be.
It's not Hunger Games, Doug.
No, but I mean, think about it. It really is, in a way.
Well, everyone should be focused on upping their probiotics, upping their vitamin D, upping their zinc, vitamin C. Those are, you know, those are just basic common things that everyone should be doing.
Ryanair in England said blocking off seats is the most idiotic way.
It is.
He says, I cannot run an airline like that, and neither can anybody else. I'm saying that. If you don't want to sit in the middle seat now, on
well,
Frontier,
they're
you
not
have
even
to pay
letting you. I don't
extra
think.
Money. Well, some they aren't, but it's theater. You can getting on an airplane and being in that recycled air, wearing a mask is nonsense. All it is trying to make you feel better about the reality of what.
Look, Dr. Jack has told us the only way that you can that I would get on an airline right now if I have goggles that are completely sealing off my eyes, earbuds or earplugs in my ears because Dr. Jack, which I never even thought of until he said it last week, your ears are very susceptible to this virus, and an N95 respirator mask. Now, who the hell wants to travel looking like
I know.
That?
That's ridiculous. Yeah, nobody's going to do that.
But in truth, that's the only way I would actually feel safe on an airline right now.
Warren Buffett sold about 4 months ago when he saw things going down. He thought the airlines were a great buy. So he bought, like, American was at 54 and now it's at 5. He bought a bunch of stock, and then he said over the weekend he's selling all his airline stocks because it's a model that can't work anymore the way it is.
That's very bad news.
Not
for
like
all
the cruise industry where you should spend all of your money on Carnival.
Right, yeah, Jennifer Butt.
That's where I bought my stock.
Right.
My big whopping 35 shares that I'm going to retire on someday.
But the aviation industry is losing each of the airlines. American lost almost $2 billion this past quarter, and so the same with United, and so the same with Delta. When they start,
you know what though? I know that flying is something that is important to you.
Yes.
But to be honest, most Americans don't give a crap. They really don't, because most Americans don't fly anyway. And we've talked about this, how few Americans even have passports. So that's to hear that the airline industry is going to go in the tank. Okay, well, most Americans are just worried about how they're going to pay for their next meal or their next month's rent. So, I don't know that the industry is going to get any more sympathy than any other industry should.
No, I don't think it is the visibility of it. And then Boeing basically stopped making planes. So what are they going to do? They're making rocket ships.
I saw Airbus has taken a big hit in their last quarter, too.
Yeah, they all are. Nobody's going to order planes anymore. They got a bunch of them, hundreds, thousands of them sitting on the ground. So who needs more airplanes? So anyway. All right. Time for us to get our vitamin D. We want to talk about health. Vitamin D support up with advanced vitamin D from Purity Products. Americans are deficient. Why? It's hard to realize, but it's something that you need to focus on and to fix. And you can do that with advanced vitamin D from Purity Products. Advanced D is doctor formulated, clinically validated with 5,000 units of vitamin D3. Plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. Call 800-484-5947 and order yours right now. $19.95 for a 30-day starter bottle. You also get a bottle of their Ultra Pure Fish Oil. 800-484-5947 for advanced vitamin D from Purity Products.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Recognize this? Pretty much Journey is unique in its sound. And the news from Journey at 24 after the hour on the DJV program is that they are canceling their North American headlining tour along with the Pretenders. After carefully reviewing all options, the decision has been made to cancel the entire tour to make it possible for the band's legion of hardworking fans to get access to refund options during these unforeseen and challenging times. That's what the press release said from Journey. Neil Schon, Jonathan Cain, and Arnel Penenda issued a joint statement saying, quote, "There's no greater thrill for us than playing for our incredibly devoted audience, but their safety has to come first. We knew the right thing to do was to make sure our fans' health was not put in jeopardy and to provide immediate access to refund options given the unexpected events caused by this terrible reality." They continued, "We would like to send the Pretenders our best wishes and hope to see you in the future. In the meantime, please don't stop believing in the wonder of life and in each other." Ticket holders are going to be emailed directly with their refund options, including a full refund, or you can request a 150% credit, plus Live Nation will donate the number of tickets you originally purchased to healthcare workers on the front lines. Let's see, the
this
run.
This was going to be a massive tour.
Oh, yeah.
When this came up, this was going to go from May until the end of September. This was just a huge monster of a tour.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to be able to even 66. Reschedule this. Yeah, 60 different dates. So it'll be 2021 at some point, but this is a big undertaking to reschedule all those dates.
What does it do? Think about to the people that work in those facilities, the money that doesn't go to the facilities, the money that doesn't go to the people who work there. Think about the fallout and the domino effect of all of this sort of thing. Anything you talk, whether it's music, entertainment, the movies, the airplanes, whatever it is. other than
hotels,
having to eat
casinos,
and sleep.
Everything.
Hotels, yeah. They're all dead in the water. How do they survive is the question going forward, and that's why I say I think we need to open things up and be smart about what we do, how we handle ourselves, and be okay. Here's some news from Gene Simmons, the front man for Kiss. Shared a photo on Twitter. Man, this guy's a trip. Of a fan wearing...
He
really is. Of a fan wearing a Kiss bandana as a mask. And a follower named David replying that cloth masks don't keep you safe. Simmons' retort was, quote, "You are incorrect and misinformed. The idea of cloth masks or any other kind of mask is not to protect you. It's to protect everybody else around you in case you cough or you've got some yuckabungas in your system, even when you open your mouth and talk. It's not about you, David. It's about protecting everybody else." And he's right. That's exactly right. The masks are not for you. They're for being thoughtful about other people. And another follower chimed in to claim that urging people to wear masks is social pressuring because masks don't prevent the spread of viruses. Simmons wished them good health and urged, please wear a mask to prevent your cough, sneeze, or other things from you to infect other people. Be safe, not suck. See, this is the era of selfishness that we are in. It's all about me, 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 me,
yep.
And not about others. That's what makes this difficult. If you were all thinking about others and not just about yourselves, then this would be okay. And then you can make it work. You got to make it work. Because staying home and not doing business is not the solution to this either at all. 28 after the hour on the DJV show. Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com and remember to use promo code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the nation's COVID-19 death toll nears 70,000, President Trump will be heading to Arizona today for one of the only trips he's made outside the White House in weeks because of the pandemic. He'll be at a Honeywell Aerospace plant that's now making N95 masks for first responders. In Flint, Michigan, three people charged with first-degree murder for the shooting death of a Family Dollar store security guard on Friday after he tried to enforce an order that all patrons wear masks. Prosecutors say he died after confronting Charmel Teague because her daughter wasn't wearing a mask, as Governor Gretchen Whitmer has ordered.
One of the black males started yelling at Munnerlyn about disrespecting his wife. The other black male then walks up to Munnerlyn and shoots Munnerlyn.
Teague is already in custody while the two men involved in the incident remain at large. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This moment of gratitude is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage and the Roth family of companies.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, thank you.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030. Licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Roth family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
A chief executive at United Airlines now encouraging employees at the company to leave the company due to the financial toll being caused by the pandemic. CNN reports COO Greg Hart said in a memo to workers they should consider leaving the airline voluntarily as the company is looking to adjust its workforce, in his words, to the right size. It comes as United executive salaries have already been reduced and flight schedules for May and June have been cut by 90%. Landlords are getting a stern warning from federal prosecutors against trading sex for rent payments. The U.S. Attorney's Office for Southern California saying that any landlord that's asking tenants for sexual favors in lieu of rent during this pandemic will be indicted. It's been reported that millions of Americans have had trouble paying their monthly rent because of the economic toll of COVID-19. The 2020 NFL schedule is to be released on Thursday on the NFL Network. As questions linger about how the league is going to approach the season amid the pandemic, the network will air what it's calling Schedule Release 20 at 8 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. It'll break down the schedule by division and highlight the top matchups and primetime games. You can always find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Thirty-four minutes after the hour here on Tuesday, May the 5th, the DJV program, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, thinking about our thought patterns. I think one of the things, Victoria, we're engaged in is trying to figure people out and how they are thinking, and I think there's an epidemic of selfishness that has overcome our country, if not our world, because we've had it too good for the most part, or many people have had it too good, and so there's an expectation with some, we're owed this, we are Americans, we deserve to have this, we deserve to have that, and so a lot of us are not as practical with our thinking as you understand what goes on in the rest of the world. We're all in this together. It's not just America, it's the entire planet, and coming up with things that aren't helping our lives, and I admit to sometimes looking at things and not wanting to do what the news media does, and that scare everybody. But I look at some of these things, and I think, is it shame? When I look at the shooting at that store, at the dollar store, and I think, what are you thinking? How can it be that? How can you be that damn selfish? And then you know, I mean, I understand you don't want to wear a mask, and maybe that's okay. Maybe if that's the way you think, you don't like it, it's uncomfortable, you're not thinking about anybody else. That's sort of a sign of the times. But I would think, and there seems to be more in a construct of people who are thinking about other folks, in addition to themselves, they are thinking about what it is that will help others, not just themselves. So I look at this stuff, and the more I notice, I see we have a distinct divide in our country. We've had it for quite a long time, maybe since the country started, actually, with different ideas about social normal, the normalcy of when we were founded, we had slaves, and that wasn't right with most people who thought it through. So that changed, kind of. But has our attitude toward black people changed? Not with some. Our attitude toward lots of different things has been ingrained in us by our family. Think about your responsibility as a parent and what you need to teach your children. Everybody is different. Some people teach them a political point of view. Some people teach a religious point of view. But teaching people to have an open mind is perhaps the best service you can do. Because if you get people stuck in the same old thinking, then we go back to change and how change is part of reality. Everything changes. And so in order to support healthy life in the future, you got to roll with the punches. And we haven't been doing a good job. This is, things like this find every leak in the dam. And it seems to me that we need to, maybe slowly, but surely, you must think about others in your life besides you, don't you?
Unfortunately, so many people don't think about others until it hits so close to home, and then, and then it becomes, oh, now this is important to me. You know, people just, it's unfortunate that a lot of people just don't put others ahead of themselves, and they don't think about other people, and they don't think about the ramifications of their own actions. Look at the person who shot that security guard in Michigan at the dollar store. The guy, the security guard is dead. Now the person who shot him, and I don't know if it was a man or a woman.
Spent the rest of his life in jail?
Yeah, that person's life is ruined because you didn't want to wear a mask?
Yeah.
For what? What kind of statement do you think you were making? The world thinks you're an idiot. Now you're going to spend the rest of your life behind bars.
Yep.
Made that choice, so okay.
I was talking about how it is that we deal, and somebody sent me a note just a little while ago talking about how naive I am, that being positive at all we are. We're off the air, we're saying, okay, let's come up with a good story that doesn't kind of put a frown on people's faces. And this person obviously is struggling. We're all struggling. Either it's health or finances or depression, loneliness. The circumstances that we are living in are beyond our control to a point. But then you start thinking about what you can do. The positive side of this is that we are learning about our food supply. Meanwhile, farmers, I talked to the cattle dealer that I deal with yesterday, who's been in business. He's 84 years old. His father started the business before. He's probably sold 1 million cows in his life. And nobody's buying cows now because farmers are dumping milk, because there's no market for it, because we have ruined the dairy business, because we've allowed these huge companies to come in, take over, push everybody else out. And then that's happening in the entire food industry. But people are waking up to it. Wait a minute. I don't want this to happen. If I can't get my food in the store, I'm going to grow some food. So people are finding ways to grow in their own backyard or on their porch or, those lettuce grows things. Remember, I was talking about those last year. I gave a dozen of those away for Christmas to people. And as a matter of fact, I asked you if you had a porch, remember? Because I wanted to send one to you and you don't
I
have
thought
a
you
porch.
Had some furniture that you wanted to send
no,
me.
No, I wanted to
I
send
know.
You. I've sent them to people that are my friends all around. Amazing. What people are coming back to me. I just got a picture of one yesterday that I'd sent to somebody about the stuff. As a matter of fact, it was to Rich McFadden. I sent one to him, and he sent me a picture yesterday of the stuff growing on his back porch. And what he's taught his children about how things grow. But that's it, see? It's understanding how the world really works. And we have been insulated and isolated from the way the world really works. And the way the world really works is on greed, unfortunately. And that's why we have the Chinese situation that we have. It's based on greed. Those damn, the dollar store you're talking about and Walmart selling all that crap. We all want to buy cheap. Because, you know, they can say, well, I don't have enough money to buy something else. Well, do you need five TV sets? Do you need three cars? I mean, that's the kind of stuff you got to take stock of at the moment. I just sold a car I had yesterday because I don't need it anymore. What do I need? I don't need it. So what am I going to keep paying insurance on it for? And registration fees and stuff. And that's the way, you know, you got to, I think you'll see the market for buying a car is going to be pretty good because there's a lot of cars for sale. My friend who runs the dealership told me yesterday that he had 100 cars, Victoria, sitting at the port. They have no place to put them.
Wow.
So his dealership alone, can you imagine, multiply that times however many dealerships there are, and if each one of them has 100 or even half that cars sitting on a dock or on a ship someplace, they have no place to put them. What does that do? I mean, all that, you know, the cars, what do they cost? 50 grand a piece, 40, 50 grand a piece for an Audi? 60 grand, I don't know.
Yeah.
How much cash is tied up in having thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of cars sitting?
So, but realistically, will all those cars end up at, like, Hertz and at rental places?
Hertz
or?
Is trying to sell. Look at Enterprise and Hertz and Avis. They're trying to unload cars. They got thousands of them. People are not traveling, so they're not renting cars.
Right.
Look
but
at the stocks in those companies.
They will,
well, eventually they go back to it. Yeah. One would hope. But, I mean, you got to keep in mind.
Or maybe they just skip a model year. And then the only next year, you're still buying.
Well, what does that do to the manufacturers? What does that do to GM and Ford and Chrysler?
Every single choice has three other ramifications of their choices.
The work in those plants and where all the parts come from and all those jobs.
Yeah.
It's just, it is. It's really, man. All right, let's have a little food news here. Did you have some food news? You had
Ritz Crackers is trending right now, and the reason is they are recalling their cheese cracker sandwiches, the family size products in the U.S. because there's a mix-up with the packaging. And you know, as so many kids have peanut allergies, right now it's a horrible thing. If you open up, you think you're getting a cheese-flavored cracker that's free of peanuts, and it's actually, when you open up these boxes, it's peanut butter inside. And so the company is saying that they're recalling this mislabeled, all these mislabeled packages. But just beware, you know, if you are shopping or if you're using Instacart or Walmart delivery, just make sure if you have a kid in the house with a peanut allergy and you order these crackers, make sure that you check it out first to see if it's peanut butter in there. And if Ritz says you can return it to the store for a refund if you want, or what you hate, throw it out. I don't like waste, so I would say return it.
Either that or feed it to the dog.
Or your dog would love that.
That's right. All right, so there are a lot of fake meat startups. This is a big opportunity for plant-based protein.
Huge.
Beyond Meat, one of the bigger names in food technology, shares up by almost 50%. Venture capitalists have been pouring money into smaller companies, some focused on lab-grown meat, as well as plant-based substitutes. That's what happens, the lab-grown meat. What happened to the farmers that are growing beef? What are you going to do, put them out of business with this stuff? They're back to the same problem.
No, but I think people still want, like last night we had meatless, I don't eat beef, I don't eat pork, and nothing on four legs.
Either.
So, we had tacos last night with the Beyond Meat crumbles. It's delicious.
Yeah. Is it?
It's fabulous. Oh, yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
So, in the last month, Victoria, products like this have doubled in sales. Plant-based meats are an 18% retail growth in just like a week's time. Refrigerated versions, the Impossible Food burgers that you get. Where is that? At Burger King, right?
Burger King, yep.
Beyond Meat sausages, tofurkey deli slices. The big meat processors like Tyson and Smithfield and Hormel, they have invested in these alternatives. But remember, they're all closed. So, you know, that's why people are turning to this stuff, because there's no real pork. Smithfield has screwed that up. The Chinese own Smithfield. They own 49% of Tyson, the chicken. Do you know that? They own...
It's not.
Yeah.
I don't buy Tyson, but I did not know that.
No, but I mean, it's a cash grab.
Yep.
But interestingly enough, in China, this is where the biggest market is for meat alternatives. Because they've got a real problem with food supply over there. That's where they're buying up all of our food over here, because they have their hog industry. They've had swine fever, and they haven't been able to get rid of it. They can only grow, they have 7% of the food capacity but 20% of the population. So where are they going to go? They're going to come over here or wherever they can, buy up the sources and screw the people here. They'll take all the good stuff, bring it back to their country, and send us all their crap. So
I would love for when we're through all of this, I want our pharmaceuticals to get out of China. I want China to get out completely of our food supply. I don't think that, like radio stations where you can't have foreign ownership, I think our any food processing company.
So who's going to start that? Where is it starting?
Wouldn't this be a pretty easy bipartisan, you would
That's
think,
That's what
right?
I'm asking the people who are voting, who want my vote for Congress. I'm going to be very visible here, and I'm
going to
ask
these questions.
There's no
reason that China should own 49% of Tyson chicken. Tyson chicken is an
American
brand.
There's no reason
they
should own Smithfield. 100%
right.
of Smithfield.
Right. Yeah.
No reason at all. None. Zero.
And it's not just China. I'm not just being discriminatory against China.
I am. Yeah.
Well,
no, I am.
But I'm just saying, I don't want any foreign ownership in our food supply.
Shouldn't be.
And I don't know if that's attainable, but that's what I would like.
Yeah. Costco and Kroger limiting customer purchases to beef, fresh pork in their stores because of the meat shortages.
They want to stop people from hoarding, yeah.
Yep. At Kroger, they said they feel good about our ability to maintain a broad assortment of meat and seafood because we purchase protein from a diverse network of suppliers. Plenty of protein in the supply chain. However, some processors have challenges. We've just been talking about all of that. The beef, the pork, the poultry, from all of these locations that are challenged, the big box stores. Go to find a local butcher if you can and do business with them. Wow.
What's also working really well in this area, especially, there's a company called Baldor, and they are a restaurant supply company. And because restaurants don't need that level of supply anymore, they're doing home deliveries, and I have some friends and neighbors who have taken them up on their delivery options and say it's the quality is amazing. It's all restaurant quality, but they're shipping to home addresses, and I've heard that that's happening around the country now, that restaurant supply companies are opening up to the public, which is great, because you know they always, all the restaurants always get the top choice of meat and poultry and seafood, so now that's available to the public, which is really it's convenient.
Yep. And the Cheesecake Factory is having online cooking classes for those of you who like the Cheesecake Factory.
For Mother's
Day. For Mother's
Day.
Yeah, there you go. Here's a way for you to stay healthy. This is something I've been underscoring because I like the folks at MyPillow because it's a great American story. It's American, 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 American. Everything is made in America. The selling of the pillows, washing, drying these pillows to keep you healthy. There are fabulous deals to be had at MyPillow.com. They've changed their production. They're still doing masks for hospitals, although I think people are getting caught up with the mask thing now. So we're in a better place thanks to people like Mike Lindell and there's people at MyPillow that changed. They stopped producing pillows and started making masks. So now we got enough. And then there are some great deals, the pricing on their pillows and sheets and that sort of thing. Use the DJV code and get a great bargain and free shipping. That's you go to the radio listener special page and see, excuse me, how they price things now. Use the promo code DJV when you check out. And if you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship free. All right, that's the story. Check it all out. Get those pillows you can wash and dry. Stay healthy with all the things from MyPillow at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV for checking out.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Recognize this from someplace, Chucker. You want to help yourself to helping us understand why we're playing this music?
Sure. That's music from West Side Story, the movie. And on this day in entertainment history, May 5th, 1962, Doug, West Side Story soundtrack hit stores and became the number one best-selling soundtrack and stayed on the charts for 54 consecutive weeks. 21 weeks more than any other soundtrack in the history of movie soundtracks, which is an incredible feat. I don't think you're ever going to see anything like that. 54 straight weeks, number one soundtrack in the country, 1962.
All right. So where does that go into the future? Where do we take that music and we think, okay, can we use it for something else, something new? Or does it just fit the old? It doesn't fit the new.
It's going to be interesting because Steven Spielberg directed a remake of West Side Story. I believe that takes place in the same decade as the original film. I don't know what kind of music they're going to use, if they're going to use the same songs that we use in the movie and the Broadway shows. I have to believe they will be.
I do, too, because they're supposed to be following the script, right? They're following the script pretty much to the letter.
It's pretty close to what they did in the original, I believe. There's no trailer, though, as of yet. There's no footage. There was a couple stills released on the internet a couple months ago, but that was supposed to come out, I believe, in November. But like a lot of stuff, we'll see how this plays out.
Right. You and I were just talking off the air about some things that have to do with our own private small businesses, because you have a small business and I do too. Sure. And I'm thinking about the movie theaters and people who want to, some movie theaters that opened in Texas over the weekend, and people sitting in there and they were eating their popcorn and a few people around coughing and nobody paying any attention to it. At some point, as you and I were just discussing, people are just going to have to accept, even though we don't want to, unless you want the entire civilization to disappear. Because
if we
are on the same course in a year from now that we are now, there won't be any businesses that have survived, and there won't be who's going to live, who's going to pay their mortgage. It isn't going to happen. So you got to bite the bullet, and maybe you can wear masks to be conscious of other people. But things have to reopen, and you got to try to do what you got to do. And if people die, you know, that's going to be the cost of it. I'm not trying to sound harsh or cruel, but this, the present standard doesn't work. And as these, most people who understand the coronavirus who are not talking about it will tell you, this could be a 3-year cycle.
But let me ask you a question. I don't necessarily disagree with anything you said, but can that, and we're not talking about movies here, can that.
Well, I am. I'm talking about movie theaters.
No, but part of our life. I agree. But here's the thing. Can that happen if a majority of the media continues to pump fear on a daily basis? Can people rearrange their mindset?
I think they do it at their own risk because people are going to be tired of being depressed, psychologically scared. I think they do it. They are looking at this for their own gain. As is the case, the selfishness of people who look at all of these things, look at all the scams that there are around now. The people that just do things for their own.
But here's another thing. Let's just use a movie analogy, Jaws, right?
Yeah,
let's just say, okay, the shark, Quint never catches the shark, right? So the shark's always in the water, and the beach is beautiful, and it's 90 degrees on 4th of July, and people want to go in the water. But the minute the shark tail pops out of the ocean, people are going to say, get out of the water. See, I think that's the psychological recurrence.
Yeah, it's a great analogy.
That we're going to be dealing with. And then I deal with that myself on a daily on a daily basis. You know, I want to move on, but I turn on the TV but it's not my personality. I'm going to find out what people are talking about. So it does affect you in a serious way. And I think the masses would say probably be the same way. You were stimulated by the same type of, you know, fear or positive image. And the more you get the fear, it is harder to move forward, though. I just have to be honest about that.
Oh, I think it is. I think it's very hard to move forward. But it won't.
I understand your point of view completely. I do.
Survival's point of view, it just is.
Yeah.
It's about survival now. And people learning how to live.
Right? The reality of what this is.
Right, and the people who are dying and who are, you know, we can't go anywhere, we can't go to the movies, they can't make movies, can't make television shows, so, and it's because people are, these people have cut off their own,
cut off your nose,
to spite your face, thank you, doesn't work.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. Life, from germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.